What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh my gosh, y'all don't understand. It feels so good to finally be back recording and getting things back started. Because you know what? It's long overdue. And to be honest, I have absolutely no reason as to why I have not recorded in the last couple of weeks or so. No excuse at all. And every week I tell myself, I'm like, okay, Gabby, you have to record. You have to record. You have to record. Find time to record. It's not even find time to record, but you know what? I be telling myself every week to record, to record, to record, and I never make it around to it. And honestly, I have more than enough time to do so. But you know what? I'm gonna do better. I'm not just going to do better like with the whole recording and, you know, being consistent with the recording, but I just need to do better in general too, like with the whole social media stuff too and with the consistency on there as well and kind of like putting it out there. I need to do better as well with that. So just be on the lookout. I am going to do better and I am sorry, you know, for the delay and for the procrastination. But you know what? It's better late than never. So here I am. And you know what? A lot has happened in the period of time that I have not been recording. So we have so much that we could cover in this episode. So, you know, I'm excited. With that being said, where do I want to start? It's been so much going on. I don't even know where to start. Shall I say? Okay, let's just start. So, I know that everybody has been into P Valley lately, and let me just tell you, P Valley is my show. It is really my show. I love it. Like, I used to stay up and just wait for the new episode to come out, well, to come on Starz that night. And then I would go to sleep afterwards, but I'm just telling you, like, I love P Valley. I love everything about it. I really do. But you know what? If there was one character that can go and I wouldn't even miss, it would probably be Mercedes' mom. Because you know why? Mercedes' mom had her all the way messed up. And honestly, if that was me in that predicament, I probably would have done the same thing. I probably would have reacted the same exact way. Because that's her mom. Like, you come on. Like, I like, dang, mom. Like, mom, like, you really just you really just did that. Like, wow, I was blown. Because if you give your mom all of your like money, basically, like, everything that you have just to put up and to like save for you and to hold for you know, to better your future, then the mom like turns around and spends like your life savings and for whatever her own good was, and now you can't even pursue your future because, you know, because of this. I probably would have reacted the same way. Most definitely, because here I am, I'm like working, I'm sacrificing, I'm putting up all these years, you know, to have a better future and to get closer to, in her way, she was like trying to get closer to her daughter and stuff as well. So I see exactly why, you know, that is something to be upset about. Because that was like her way out, like, you know, like having her dance team and her own dance gym and stuff was her way out. And then her mom, like, kind of pushed her a few steps back. And I say a few steps back because when she linked up with Autumn, she like really like came back up, you know? So yeah, but that was the most craziest like part for me in P Valley was that. But you know what? Like, I love Uncle Clifford. Like, Uncle Clifford is really playing his part in P Valley. Because one thing about Uncle Clifford, like, he's not only providing them a safe place, you know, to come up and make their money and stuff, but he's providing them a space where they're loved, they're nurtured. You know, he's more than just a business owner. He is really like that person in their life to like help them, you know, step into their next area in life. And to me, that's so important because even I know that's just a show, but even in life, sometimes you need that person to help you move forward to your next purpose in life. And somebody that you can always go back to and just talk to, confide in, because that person has played such a huge part in your life once before. So I really love Uncle Clifford. I love Uncle Clifford's, you know, his part. But you know what? You know what the wildest thing is about P-Valley is the La Murda situation. And granted, you know, if that's what, you know, if that's you, do you. Like, and you know, do you, but it's crazy because it's like he's putting on this persona, but then he's like another way, you know, in reality, which is completely fine, but it's just so wild because he's like really allowing this persona to stop him from truly being in love. That's my point of view of things, but I could be wrong. Like, you know, like I could be wrong. That's the perspective that I got from the show. But anyways, I love the show, the entirety of the show. I love P-Valley and I love Uncle Clifford. I do. Okay, so enough about P-Valley. So what else? What other show has like really kept me going lately? Oh, y'all, this new Power. Honestly, and to be real, I'm gonna be so real. When the original Power ended and then they, you know, announced the spin-off, which is the one that is currently playing now, I was like, I'm not gonna like that. Like, I ain't gonna like that. Like, oh no. But after like looking at the first episode, I was like, okay, I see where they're going with this. I definitely can see this, you know, being a very good show. So I'm really liking the new Power. I really am. Ooh, and Kane is so fine. He is so fine. Kane is so fine. I'm sorry, but he is. But shout out to Kane that's in Power. I think his name Kane, you know, the oldest son that's playing Mary J's oldest son. He is so fine. But anyways, but yes, I didn't think I was gonna like the new Power, but I'm really liking it. Like, I can really like, you know, I'm feeling it. I am. What else? I don't really have too much else that's been going on that I've been seeing lately. I don't know. Nothing that comes to mind. But yeah, those have been the two latest shows that has been really keeping me going lately. And I'm really like, I just can't get over how good P-Valley is. I'm like so ready for season two to come out. Like, they need to hurry up and get season two out because. Ooh, but you know what other shows are really good too, though? But I won't get too much into them. But Tyler Perry's Ruthless. If y'all got BET Plus, like, I definitely think you should take a look at that. And you see, I had enough time to record a podcast because clearly all I've been doing is watching TV. Too much TV at that. But other than that, well, I've been catching up on some books too. I've been reading quite a bit lately too. But I'll get into the books in a later once I get further in the chapters, I'll, you know, get my perspective of those just in case if somebody like enjoys reading. But yeah, see, that's like all I've been doing is watching TV, and I have plenty enough time to record a podcast. But you know what, better late than never, and here I am, and I'm really excited, and I really hope you guys enjoy this episode because it has definitely been an episode that I've dwelled on for quite a bit now, and I have gotten different people's perspective on, this topic lately, and I think it will be so helpful, to anybody who's listening, because, this episode has really dwelled on me a lot lately, and, which better way is it to discuss it and to talk about it rather than, other than, my podcast, especially since it's, something that I personally dealt with as well. And a lot of people close to me has dealt with it as well. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I'm really excited, and I'm really excited to be back recording. So be on the lookout in the future weeks as well, because like I said, I'm going to be more consistent and more frequent with, for the recording and the social media platform as well. So it's all a work in progress, and we'll get there. We'll get there together, We're in this thing together. In it together. So yeah. Okay, so this podcast has been something that I've kind of dwelled on for a while, because I came to realization that I am not the only one that has had these experiences or had these thoughts, or of wanting something and it not happening the way that you wanted to, how you wanted to, or when you wanted to. And I had a conversation with one of my closest friends from college. Shout out to Quisha. Hey girl, hey. Who was probably one of the closest people for me from college. We talk all the time, and I talk to my family about it as well. And I just had to come to realization that I am not the only one that has that outlook on life of wanting something and it not happening the way that I want it to happen. And with that being said, it just brings me to the topic of delayed but never denied. And sometimes you're not even delayed. It's just maybe you're not the person that you should be at the current time. Not saying that you're a bad person, or not saying that you're not a good, how I put that so wrong, but not saying that you're not a good person, or not saying that you're not capable of doing it, just saying that there's some areas in your life that needs a little more focus before you can get to the next step. So I would definitely say continue to tell everyone to live in the moment, and whenever learn as much as you could, and when that time comes, you'll be able to grasp it, you'll be able to take it and learn, and learn and continue to grow, not only as a person, but as a friend, as a family member, and whatever aspect that, it may be. And a lot of times we look at a lot of outlooks if we feel like we should be further in life than what we possibly are, or maybe we feel like we should have more than what we have at the current time. And a lot of times we put ourselves in these state of minds that isn't always happy, or I wouldn't say depressing, because that's kind of a little, I think that's a little much, but sometimes it could lead to depression. But I personally have not experienced that, so I can't really say. However, it could lead to, just negative thinking, being upset all the time simply because we put a time frame on things in life. And to be honest, we shouldn't put a time frame in things in life, because we should just be really enjoying the moment and working towards our next steps in life, and not trying to rush into, okay, what's next, or what more can I do, or I want this, I want that, I want this, I want to do this, I want to do that. And to be honest, it all can't happen at once, you know? Like, I know in life we all have different goals and different aspirations to where we want to be and who we want to become, and the main focus is just working towards that, not trying to jump from A to Z, you know, within 24 hours or within a week or so. Because honestly, you know, anything that is worth having is it takes time. It takes time to build your character as an individual. It takes time to build you as a more supportive person for someone else, because you never know when, you know, you need to be that person for someone. And honestly, you just have to realize that God makes no mistakes. Like, you are where you are in life because this is where you need to be at this current moment. Not saying that this is wherever you are in life is where you have to stay, but just saying that enjoy the moment and whatever you want in life to just work towards it, you know? Work towards whatever that goal is. Write it down, speak it into existence, manifest it, and give yourself some daily affirmations to make sure that, you know, whatever that goal is in life, that you're continuously working towards it. And I know a lot of times we say that we want this career, or we want something for school, for education purposes, or we want a certain lifestyle, whether it's a car, a house, a family, whatever the case may be. But even though, although, you know, all those are great, you know, goals to have, but, you know, when you want that in life, it requires discipline, it requires times, it requires you building your character as a person to get to those goals in life. And when you don't reach a certain goal at a certain time, it doesn't necessarily mean to give up. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It just means that it's not going to happen right now the way you want it to or how you want it to happen. And you just have to take that and just realize that because it's not happening when I want it to, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And continue to work and continue to strive to reach that goal in life. And don't give up. That is the main, I can't stress that enough. Whatever you want in life, if that's something that you truly want and you're going after it and you're working hard towards it, don't ever give up. Like, even when circumstances are seeming to be a little tough and a little hard, which is normal in any life aspect because we never know when life is going to take a turn. So I would encourage everyone to just, you know, not give up and just to continue to work towards a goal. And most importantly, don't put a time frame on things, because a lot of times when we put a time frame on something and it doesn't happen within that time frame, we put ourselves in a space where we're not happy or we're wishing that it would have happened a certain way instead of enjoying the moment and being appreciative of when it did happen, you know? So I would definitely encourage everyone, and I have to tell myself this a lot of times. So I mean, I'm just speaking from personal experiences and, you know, personal thoughts as well, that whatever you want in life and whatever you're going for in life, anything that's worth having and worth working towards, it takes time. It takes time. It takes time to build greatness. It really does. And patience is a virtue. Patience is really a virtue. Like, if you have patience, it can take you so much further, because honestly, if you have patience, it can, that small, like something that you thought would have been, you know, your a big accomplish, you can accomplish something so much more bigger if you just have patience, if you just work towards whatever that goal may be. You know, don't rush into anything, because if you rush into anything, you know, you might not be as satisfied as you thought you may be. So it's important just to take your time, and when the time is right, it will happen when it's supposed to happen. And just realize God doesn't make any mistakes, and you are where you are, where you need to be in life. Not saying to stop working towards your goal, but just saying that when you work towards your goal, enjoy the moment as you go. And don't put a time on things, because when you put a time on things and it don't happen the way you want it to happen, I'm telling you, it just makes your mind go in 50 million other places, and that doesn't need to happen. And a lot of times when we feel like we should be further in life, or we should want more in life, it's simply because, I hate to say it, but social media. Social media is like really a, it can really be a downfall for some people. And I'm not saying like everybody, but it can be a downfall for a lot of people. And because they feel like that, oh, well, she's doing this and she's doing that, or he's doing this and he's doing that. Like, dang, what am I doing wrong, or why I can't have that? And you just have to understand, like, you're looking at a snapshot of a moment of someone's life. They're not going to show you everything, what's taking place or what's happening, or what they had to do to get to where they are, or the sacrifices that they had to make, or the challenges that they may have overcome. You're not going to see that within social media. However, like, you know, you can only focus on you. If you take all that time that you're investing in watching someone else on social media, invest that time into you and to what you want to do and what you want to accomplish in life, you'll be so much more further. And I'm not saying like just not watch people, of course, you know, so that's what social media is for. But I'm just saying, like, maybe minimize the time and the energy that you put into, like, oh my gosh, look at them, like, or wow, she got this, she got that, like, what I gotta do to do this, or what I gotta do to get that, because you never know. All you see is a picture, all you see is a snapshot of a moment, and you think it's goals, or you think that wow, she's doing this, but you probably don't know the sacrifices that that person had to make, or you know, things that came their way, or anything about it. All you see is a moment of victory, which is great. You know, I love to see moments of victory, because you know, you never know, you know, but you can't compare your life to others. The moment you compare your life to others, you won't appreciate the journey of whatever you're working towards. Because within that journey, you're gonna learn a lot of life lessons that will help you along the way in the future. If you take it and you grasp it and you just apply it to all of your, apply it to your everyday, you know, your needs, you know, those life lessons will take you further, you know, in the midst of you working towards something, you know, one of your goals, whatever you're working towards. And a lot of times when we're working, when I say those life lessons, I mean life lessons that could help you improve as a person, you know, help your character improve, help you improve as a friend, help you improve as a family member, whatever the case may be. It could help you improve, which could take you so much further in life, you know, while you're working towards a goal and things are coming your way, challenges are coming your way, anything. While you're working towards a certain goal and you're learning these life lessons as they come along the way through the challenges that may come your way, you know, you can apply that to your future, basically. I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm not confusing anyone. But I think you get the gist. You know, but yeah, I think the process of, you know, not wanting, of wanting something, and we have to know the difference between wanting something how we want it and when we want it. Because if things don't happen the way that we want it to, we have, as humans, we have a habit of putting ourselves in a state of mind that, isn't so happy, and it's not good. It's not good for you as a person. It's not good for your health either, because then you'll be stressed out and all that, and we don't need that, None of us need that. None of us need the extra stress that comes along. Life itself is stressful, so why add more stress to yourself when you don't have to, Well, my life isn't that stressful, but I'm so dramatic. And I think like any little thing just adds like more stress to me, and I really don't need to be stressing about it, but hey, that's me. I'm working on that. It's a part of self-improvement, I don't know. Maybe I don't be dramatic, and people just be telling me I be dramatic, because I don't think I be dramatic in situations, but hey, teaches its own. But I know that and I'm just reflecting back on the whole social media thing, what we're seeing basically is like a lot of women and a lot of people in general just bossed up, being unapologetically themselves and deserving more and wanting more. And that is great. Like, I love to see, that motivation on my timelines, because a lot of times we need that. We need, social media can definitely have its downfalls, but it can definitely have its highs as well, because sometimes we need that motivation to give us an extra push in life. To be like, you know what? I like that. Let me work towards that. But you cannot compare yourself to those individuals either, because everyone's journey is not going to be the same. And you got to appreciate your journey. You need to appreciate your journey a little more. And just because it happened that way for that person doesn't mean it's going to happen the same way for you. So if you appreciate your journey more, through your process, then of course it'll be a little more better for you. But definitely, definitely, yeah, definitely, like, follow more people that you're going to be motivated by and inspire more by. If you're looking at the whole social media thing, not everybody does the whole social media thing. So I would definitely say, read books, get on YouTube, watch TV shows that will help you, inspire you, and motivate you to, help you reach your goal or whatever goal that you're working towards. To just to help you. Like, everyone has different things that could help them, And talk to people. Like, it's okay to talk to people. Talk to people that you trust, of course. I can't stress that enough. Like, it's one thing to just talk to people, but you have to talk to somebody who's definitely going to add some kind of value to you. Because what's the purpose of talking to somebody about your goals and whatever you're going through in life, or whatever the case may be, and they can't provide you any input, they can't provide you any motivation to help you get to the next step to where you're trying to go. So I definitely say be mindful of who you talk to, but definitely talk to someone, because talking to someone definitely helps the situation a lot when dealing with, stuff like that. Because like I said, it can definitely lead you to a place of not being happy and, just upset with yourself and not real, and not appreciating the moment in your life, the moment that you have now. So yeah, that has really been something, because It has dwelled on me, and I'm sure it's dwelled on a lot of people, and anybody who say that has not happened to them where they wanted something or they were trying to reach a certain goal or whatever, anybody who does not say it does not happen to you, honestly, I won't believe you. I'm sorry, because everybody has had that one thing in life. And just because, somebody is wanting something different than you, or it's not what you want, but they're wanting something different, doesn't make it any better, because you have something that you're working towards and they have something that they're working towards, but it may not be the same, and it doesn't have to be the same, because everybody's journey is not the same. That is a word within itself. And just remember that just because it's not happening the way that you want it to happen and when you want it to happen, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Delayed does not mean denied. And sometimes you're not even delayed. Sometimes you just have to look at it and be like, you know what? I'm just becoming a better person for this. And continue to work towards that. Every day, write you some affirmations, some motivational speeches on your wall, make you a vision board. Let me tell you something about the vision board too. I did a vision board in 2017, and it was my first time doing a vision board, and I posted it. I say posted. I taped it on my wall. I was in my last semester of my last semester of college, and I taped it on my wall. And towards the end of the year, I had looked at that vision board, and I tell you, no lie, mostly everything on that vision board had came true. And I did the vision board at church. I went to a church event, and I did the vision board. And it doesn't matter when you do the vision board, or whatever the case may be, but I did it at the beginning of the year, and I looked back on it towards the end of the year, and mostly everything on that vision board came true. So I definitely do think a vision board is good. If you're working towards something, you got to speak that thing into existence, because it is power of life and death in the tongue. I'm telling you, I think that's how it go. I think that's how the saying is. There is power of life and death in the tongue. I think that's how you say it, but yeah, sometimes you gotta speak that thing into existence, because if you want something, and when you're like intense about wanting something, like, and you're working towards it, and that is a goal, like, you have to remind yourself every day. If you can't remind yourself every day, remind yourself every week, and just continue to work towards it. But I'm telling you, that vision board, if you tape it on your wall, put it on your mirror, somewhere where you're going to see it every day, you'll see it every day, because, and then you'll remind yourself, okay, I need to do this, or I need to do that, And get yourself a planner too. I would encourage everyone to get a planner. But I'm gonna be honest, I bought a planner this year, and honestly, it's not one page in there that is written on it. But I'm still encouraging, other people to get a planner, because I'm going to do better, and I'm telling y'all, I am going to do better with that. But and I'm gonna definitely write in that planner. But get a planner, I mean, I'm sure it will help. I know it will help because I used a planner before, but I'm just saying, like, I have not used a planner this year. But I have used it in the past, and a planner does help. Definitely. It really does. And I'm not even kidding, but yeah. So that is it. And it is currently 2 o'clock in the morning, and I decided to record a podcast because I honestly think it will help someone to realize that whatever you want in life, whatever you are working towards in life. It will happen. If you continue to trust, if you continue to believe, continue to pray, continue to manifest, write your affirmations, some daily motivations, and find someone that you can trust and confide in to help you get to where you, the next step you want to be in life. It will happen. And if you can't find in your heart to believe that it will happen because, you know, it may be taking a little longer than you expected, I believe it will happen for you because I believe it will happen for me. So I'm telling you, it will happen, and continue to just work towards it. Continue to just push through and push forward. Baby steps are better than no steps. I promise. And it may not happen the way you want it to, when you want it to, or how you want it to. But if you continue just to trust God and ask God to order your steps in every way possible, it will happen. Trust me. And I hope this podcast helps you, because I had to talk to myself again and tell myself, you know, it's going to happen. It may not happen the way I want it to or the way I expected it to, but it will happen. But I thank God for where I'm at now in life, and I'm going to continue to work towards my goals. All right, and I hope you guys enjoyed. I mean, make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter. That's all I really have. I have Snapchat too, but yeah. Instagram and Twitter is a little more professional. So I'm only going to provide my my Twitter and my Instagram. All right. So I hope you all have a great rest. A great rest. Yes, it's 2:00 in the morning, so I'm definitely going to have a great rest. But a great week. And remember what I said. Write it down and work towards it every day. And it'll happen. I promise. Toodles.